This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
To know the story behind the book. Coming to you from Tantalk Radio Network studio in glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. Well, this is my 104th show of the year. It's been an amazing year, and I want to thank all of my listeners and especially all of you who have been sending me in so many nice greetings for the New Year's, and even from the Ukraine. I don't know what you guys are doing up there in the Ukraine, but thanks for listening. So I'm really enjoying this. It's really fun today. I have in the studio with me Eli Gonzalez, who is, we call him the super ghostwriter, and he is a senior ghostwriter for TG Publishing here in our area. And he has brought in with him today some of the writers that he has been working with. And it's really exciting. Hi, Eli.
Patsy, wonderful to be here.
Oh, well, it's just great to have you here. As you know, the other week I had Karen Didson in from Barnes & Noble, and she was so excited to tell me about the event that you're going to be having. It's on January 7th.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, we've struck a great relationship with Barnes & Noble here in Clearwater, and I have four brand new authors that are going to debut their books and the book signing there in Barnes & Noble, and their books will be on those shelves.
Well, you have done an amazing job because it is not easy for independent authors to get their books on the shelves in Barnes & Noble. And I know that Karen has been thrilled with all of the writers that you have brought into her. And, of course, one of them is sitting right here next to me. And it's, you know, so nice to welcome you, Brad Hubbard, who has written a book called Flood Money.
Thank you, Patsy. Hi, good morning.
Well, I always tell all the business people I meet that one of the best things that they can do for their business is to become an expert in their field. And the way to do that is to write a book. Because whenever you have this book in your hand and wherever you go, you can just wave it around and say, look, I've got this book. And in this case, of course, you know, Eli does ghostwriting often for business people who have the idea of what they want to write. And Eli's a great person to help them do it. But in your case, Brad, you've written this book by yourself.
I did. I actually wrote the whole thing myself, which was challenging and fun. And Eli coached me along the way with different things. But yeah, the meat of it, I wrote every word.
Wow, that's fantastic. And as I said, it's called Flood Money. And you have a company called National Flood Experts. And tell us a little bit about what you do for people.
Sure. What National Flood Experts does and what I do is we help property owners, commercial and residential, get removed from the flood zone. So they're no longer required to carry flood insurance.
Oh, this must save them so much money.
Yes, we've saved our clients over $1.5 million in flood premiums in just the last 2 years. So it's very impactful to property owners.
Okay, so in your book, you explain some of the process that they have to go through and what you do for them.
Exactly. What I wanted to do with this book was just to give a guide. Here is, if you want to do this on your own, this is a step-by-step process on how to go after FEMA, to fight FEMA and say, you know what, my property should not be considered in a flood zone and shouldn't have to pay these flood insurance premiums. So the book was designed to be a guide for a property owner to go through the process on their own.
Oh, this is really a wonderful service because my husband was a realtor for many years. And he constantly faced the problem of he would find a lovely house, a really just perfect, and then he would find out that, like, a little ways away, there was a stream.
Yes.
And now, he could not get past this situation in those days that this was considered a flood zone.
Yes.
And so to be able to do that for people is a fantastic thing.
Yeah, it's great, and it's you know, it's great service because here in Pinellas County and in the whole Tampa Bay area, there are hundreds of thousands of people that are, you know, run into that, and realtors who are trying to sell a home, and all of a sudden, you know, hey, you have to pay an extra $2,000 a year of flood insurance. So we've developed a process. It's about six steps, and we walk people all the way through it to get them removed. And so you can go to that closing without having to, you know, carry flood insurance.
Well, it is a wonderful, wonderful idea. And as we said, the book, you're going to be at the book signing.
Yes.
And people can come there and they can get your book and they can meet you and maybe set up an appointment for you to come out and look at their property.
Absolutely. If it's too daunting of a process for them to tackle on their own, we'd love to step in and help out. And we review everything for free. So it's...
Well, that's perfect. And meanwhile, you can give your website?
Sure. It's just nationalfloodexperts.com.
Okay.
And Patsy, let me add to that. I mean, I know the book. And, you know, he was an engineer for 17 years. And he explains things very well in the book as if it were simple to do, but most people don't have that background, you know. So while the book is a step-by-step guide, trust me, you just want to contact Brad and have his experts go and do all the stuff. Let him fight FEMA for you. He's fought them. He's won, you know. And like he said, it's at no charge. This book, I mean, it's really going to change some people's lives.
Well, absolutely. To have an extra few thousand dollars in your pocket every year.
And imagine that on a 30-year loan, how much money that is. I mean, that's real money.
That's definitely. Well, I'm so pleased that you came in today, Brad. I've already got a few people I'm going to send your way.
Perfect. Love to help.
And it's absolutely delightful. I love when people take this time and put in the, as you said, you have a couple of little ones running around the house.
I've got a 5 and 7-year-old.
Oh, wow. So you had to get up early every morning and...
Yep.
But you did it.
To find the time.
That's it. And as I always say, you know, a page a day. And at the end of a year, you should have a book there. And with Eli's help and guidance, because Eli, what you do is once they finish their book, you then take them to the next level and get it.
Yeah.
Into the proper format and get it onto every place that people buy books and of course in Barnes and Noble itself,
it's amazing, you know. But I do the whole ghostwriter. People can just tell me and I can write it, or they can write it and I can help develop it, or I can coach them through it. But whatever the process is, once the manuscript is ready to go, I can then take it there and handle all the publishing part, which is such a pain.
Oh, it is.
It's very convoluted to find the right people. I've already vetted experts that are so good at what they do. I have award-winning graphic designers, interior designers, all they have to do is wait a little while, and their book is available everywhere books are sold. And for those clients of mine that I know have really, really, really good stuff that is really impactful, their books can be really impactful. You know, they can get on Barnes & Noble like Brad.
Okay. Well, Brad, thank you so much
for coming in, Patsy.
Today. So it's Brad Hubbard, and the name of the book is Flood Money. And I will see you in January at Barnes & Noble. I'm going to come. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for coming in. Okay. And now we're going to move on to my next guest. And he is right here. I think he's right here. Preston Copeland. Hey, Preston.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. Great. Okay. Now, Preston has also written a book.
Yes.
But it's a lot different. This is something that you've imagined in your mind. It is a middle grade novel.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the name of it is The Curse of Selena Gomez.
The name of this book is Selena Sanchez and the Cursed Crown. It's a middle grade novel, and basically it's a fantasy adventure about a teenage witch. She lives in a fantastical land, and the masters rule the land. And she's a witch, and she has a gang of people that she hangs with, which are trolls, brutes, goblins, and essentially the masters, they rule everybody else to help develop their kingdom. And so Selena, essentially, she has to find out who she is, develop her powers, and help her friends break free of slavery.
Now, this sounds exciting. Why did you select a middle grade, doing it as a middle grade novel? Is this, looked into middle grade novels before you?
Yes, I think a middle grade offers, You can typically middle grade novels have to be very clean versions for the kids, and I wanted to write a clean book. Not like young adult can be clean as well, but I wanted to do middle grade because I thought it was a good age for kids too. And I was trying to write a similar book that touched on themes like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. So I kind of mixed those ideas, and that's what led me to choose Selena Sanchez and The Cursed Crown.
And you had been, you of course have been a writer for quite a few years,
mm-hmm.
Again, you worked with Eli here on business books and other things, right?
Yes. To make it for a career, I work with Eli Gonzalez in the Ghost Publishing. And what I do with him is I help Ghost write. Sometimes we edit. Sometimes we write the full book. Like he helped out Brad Hubbard with his book. So I essentially do that for a career. And on the side, one of my true passions is writing fiction.
Well, it's always so exciting that when you come out with your first published novel. So this is...
Yes,
this,
it is.
You know, it's... It's like a big sigh of relief. You've done it, and it's out there. And mm-hmm. now it's, of course, going through this whole process. It is a stepping stone for the next level. And yes. It's just wonderful that you have, how many pages is
This book is 200 pages.
200 pages,
so
it's just about, the right length.
Yes, it's not considerably long. It's not considerably short. It's about 50,000 words.
50,000 words, which is, yeah, that's what... a middle grade should be between 50 to 60,000 words.
Yes.
And that's the perfect length. So now that you've got this book done, you're working on some other things?
Yes, I'm currently working on a science fiction book I just began. It's called Plug Tower 27. And essentially it's kind of, if I could compare it to books, it would be kind of like George Orwell's 1984, but in a modern setting. With plug towers, and people have to plug in so that the corporations can monitor their imaginations.
Oh, boy.
Yes. But
let me chime in there,
yeah.
Patsy. I don't know when he's going to be able to finish this book because he is an excellent writer, and I keep him as busy as I can. And for all you writers out there, let me just give you some advice. Find a writer's critique group. If there's not one in your area, start it. That's actually where I found Preston. There's a fantastic group that meets here in Clearwater, and it's really the creme de la creme for writers. And I met Preston there, and I was so impressed with the way he was able to take his imagination and put it on paper and really make things livid. And the essence of what you wrote, I mean, you could feel it. That was the basis of him working with me now as a professional ghostwriter.
And what is this group?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
No, what's the name of the group? It's Clearwater.
Yes, Clearwater Writers Group.
I'll tell you though, it's obviously it's free for everyone, but people that are not good writers find themselves, and I don't want to say this the wrong way, but maybe outclassed and don't go a lot because there are educators there. There are college professors there. There are authors there. So it's a very high level writers group.
Well, that's where you want to try to get in, and you want to try to get people to read your work and to offer this support. And you know, we call it a critique group, but so really, these groups are mostly support groups.
They're support groups.
They're
absolutely.
Help. People sort of shy away. I know new writers will say, well, I don't want anyone to say something bad about my book. But it's not that. That's why it's so wonderful to join these groups, because everybody in the group wants to help the other person. And mm-hmm. even, I was talking to Mary Higgins Clark, and she belongs to a writer's group. And she meets, the second Tuesday of every month. Yeah. And that's Mary Higgins Clark. And you think she already knows how to write a good book, right? But she says that even for herself, and she meets with, of course, her level of writers is so high. But she says they help each other.
Yeah.
And this is so true. And so it's just wonderful to be able to do that. Well, I want to say that it's just for me, to meet writers who are enthusiastic is what I just love to do. And that's why we have the Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach, where we showcase local authors, because I like to have the opportunity for people to come and to see the authors. And then we're going to be having some events in February and March In March, I'm going to be having my first, my second anniversary of this Joy on Paper, and we're going to have a big celebration there. But the important thing is that we like so much to showcase the authors. And so one of the things also, all of the interviews are always available on my archive page, and my webpage is www.radio-joyonpaper.com. And people can go there and listen to the interviews. I often interview literary agents who offer great advice on how to, you know, do query letters and how to get an agent. So go to my archive page and you'll be able to see that type of thing. Well, you know, I want to say to Preston Copeland, I know that this is the first step. And it's going to be exciting. To whom did you dedicate your book?
Mama.
Mama.
It's a mama's boy.
That says mama. That's what I wanted to hear because that is always so sweet. I knew it. I had a feeling about it. You know, I did not see the dedication. But there's something about Preston has this absolutely delightful smile and twinkly eyes. And I just had a feeling. It's funny. I don't often ask that question, but there's something about Preston. And so it's really absolutely adorable. And I hope that everyone will come out and meet him there at the Barnes & Noble event and get him to sign a book for you. And your mama's going to be so proud.
Yes, hope so.
Yeah.
she already is.
Yeah. She's going to have photos there of you signing your books. And so it's absolutely thrilling. I just want to thank you so much for coming in today. And when you get your next book published, you'll be back here and telling us all about it.
That would be great. Thank you, Patsy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Preston. I'm going to take a break now, and we'll be back in a little while. Okay. Thanks.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at larsonpatentlaw.com.
Looking for a good book? Then get over to Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach. Check out the latest books from local authors like Angela Hunt, who wrote the book for the film Risen, or Bonsu Brenvick, whose books preserve the memories of the Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. What do you enjoy reading? A thriller? A romance? How about a mystery or a sci-fi? At the Book Nook, you'll find it all. Remember, one of the joys of life is to read. Located in Indian Rocks Beach, look for the blue building with the mermaid on the side, on the corner of Miami Avenue and 2nd Street, two blocks south of the post office. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 4. And don't forget, while you're there, check out Miami Avenue's great collection of Florida wines, local art, and fantastic gifts. Miami Avenue Book Nook, where you will be inspired to read.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
With Z, and I am back with my guests in the studio. I have Eli Gonzalez, who is the ghostwriter and with TG Publishing here in our area. And the next guest is James Ramos, right?
Yes.
And who has written a book called Move With Me, a business book about ushering the future of brokers. Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay, James.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's so nice to have you here. Tell me about this book and what is the future of brokers?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about myself. I'm the owner of RE/MAX Beta Bay. We have over 100 full-time professionals, and what makes us different is that we help people not just in the buy and sell, but design, build, and furnish. So the book is about different avenues and paths that we've paved for a lot of our agents that are in a traditional organization, traditional brokerage, and allowing them to see and push other avenues where they can give their consumers more choice, their customers more choice, and offer more services that they can help them from start to finish.
Okay, so how did you get the idea to write a book?
Well, I have an unusual background. I worked in consumer product goods for over 18 years. So I worked for General Mills, Unilever, and PepsiCo. So I managed a lot of marketing and sales type roles and general management. I got into real estate 5 years ago. So in 5 years, all of the people that are in our organization, which I give credit to all of them, helping me and our organization get here, we've done over $750 million. In 5 years, we've managed to do over 3,000 to 4,000 transactions in 5 years, and we've won over 10 national awards for custom design and build projects. So we have a nice group of awards and things that go along with our work.
Okay, and so then you decided to put together a book, and you contacted Eli?
Yeah, Eli's helped us. So a lot of the book has quite a few quotes and testimonials of people that are in our organization, as well we have a forward that's done by Adam Kontos. He's the chief operating officer of RE/MAX International in Denver.
Okay, Eli, how was it to work with?
With James, it's always great to work with people that are very passionate about what they do, that help others, and that are visionaries. And James, out of the three, really he helps people, but he is such a visionary. I've worked on 3 other books on real estate, but nothing close to what he's done. The services that he offers his agents, Patsy, I mean, his agents don't work for him. He works for them. And it's telling. When people come to that brokerage, for the most part, that they've been in business for about 2 or 3 years, they double their earnings. And it's because of what James has put in place to support them. I mean, the book is absolutely fascinating. Anybody involved in real estate, it's going to knock your socks off with the future that's coming. In order to stay competitive in the information age, where so many people have so much information, people think they can buy and sell their own homes, and that's coming at a growing rate. And brokers aren't really giving services to their agents to help combat that. And some people that sold their own house or two might know more than some agents. And that's on the brokers to provide services so that the person can say, wow, yeah, this person knows way more. I don't know this stuff. I need you. And that's what James has done. And he's done it all in a co-op style. So some of the businesses he owns, some of them just work synergistically with real estate, but it's all under one roof. And I tell you, it's amazing.
So how did you find the process? Was it daunting for you, or did you enjoy working with Eli? Did you provide him, you sat down and talked to him?
Well, I feel like I live my life of humility, but it's quite alarming when you put yourself out there.
Uh-huh.
and you write about the things that you truly believe in. There's some leadership styles that I believe in and I speak to. It's called servant leadership. And just some concepts and ideas and the things that we put together. So that's sort of something new to me, is putting yourself out there at the magnitude of what this really is.
And now, when you sat with Eli, did you tell him how you wanted it laid out? You explained to him your philosophy so that he could really understand it, and that's the important thing. With a ghostwriter, right. A ghostwriter really has to feel that passion that you have for a subject.
Right. He did a great job. And I think that it's with all the things that I do on a day-to-day basis, I mean, it took a lot of the stress off of me. And I believe that it comes across a lot better, especially with the interviews. But the biggest problem that we've solved here, and maybe you can, you know, relate to this, but there's downward pressure in real estate as far as on profit. So the consumers out there want more for less. The information age has given the consumer or the client, customer, more information than what we've ever had, you know, with Zillow and all the ways, Trulia and Realtor.com, all the ways for them to go out and find information that typically, you know, only a broker and a realtor could have. And thus, you know, the agent has wanted more for less by the broker. So it's our responsibility to create a house in a field that they can keep growing and maximizing their you know, credibility with their consumers and, you know, kind of like building the field, and hopefully, you know, they will come and they will stay.
And, wow. And in terms of the writing process of it, you know, this is another one where I didn't do a full ghostwrite on. You know, this is another one that I helped coach, I helped with some interviews, and just helped develop the flow. You know, when you're writing a book, it's very important to understand who the avatar is, who you're writing it for, and keep that focus going throughout the whole part of the book. So that was more my role with this project. You know, James has his MBA. He's a fantastic writer. He didn't really need a writer to come in, but he's a busy man. He has I don't know how many businesses. So he brought me in to kind of take the pressure off of him. And you know, this past week I've spent probably more times with James than I have my wife. We've been burning the midnight oil getting
Likewise.
This book done.
and so that's part. And how long did this take? How long have you been working on it?
I think we started a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and we had a different date to finish. But then I mentioned to him the book signing in Barnes & Noble, and he said, "I want in. Let's go double time here." And he's a very convincing guy. He convinced me to do it, and so we're on it.
Well, wonderful thing about you, Eli, I know that you come out with a top-notch product.
Oh, thank you.
You don't settle for less. And so people can be assured that when you've been involved in it, that it's going to be a top, really a great product.
And, yeah, and with important. Content and with content like he provides, I mean, it's a win-win.
Exactly, because you want this... solid content that really will inspire people. You know, it as you said, it's a difficult thing nowadays with so many people wanting to try it themselves to sell, which can, you know, it has its points, but it is also in many ways a very people can really step into traps with it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
by going past the realtor and
yeah, I think the most difficulty with this book is that it wasn't particularly about the traditional one industry, real estate. It kind of opened it up and widened. And as far as, you know, the way I look at it is when a client or a consumer asks an agent, you know, I need to sell what I'm in and I need to move somewhere else. You know, what they're really saying is that, and they give a budget, right? They're really saying is that I have this much money and I need you to help me along the way. And not every home that they look at or they want to buy, you know, is perfect, you know, the date that they sign on the dotted line. So they need the budget in there for renovation. They need the budget in there, the evaluations and all the things that they do. They need the budget in, you know, furniture and appliances and things. So it's important to that Eli was there to kind of give, you know, a third party view. And he did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
The key avatar to this book is for people that are in real estate, that are real estate agents, preferably not in my brokerage because I would like to recruit them, but people that are in real estate, as well as I know that there is a growing number of people that are in, you know, day-to-day jobs working in corporate America, you know, in a career that they may not be interested in any longer, and they're looking at real estate just because they've had examples of their, you know, spouse and them, you know, buying and selling over the course of the year. So having the confidence to go into a brokerage and be able to create, you know, a great career. And the big piece that Eli was able to pull out of this was basically, you know, it's one thing if you look at the cycles of real estate, you know, it's happened over the, you know, last 100 years. It's the same thing. It's every 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. But in order to create a means of making money on the up as well as the down is the tough part of real estate. And hopefully, you know, the many people that work with me in the brokerage, you know, they get my vision, and it's not for everyone. you know, because it kind of pushes the limits. But the idea is to truly create a career, and then hopefully you can, you know, look into your career, take the spokes on the wheel, and turn it into something that can create generational wealth for you and your family.
Well, I assume that this book is just as valuable for just the average person who's looking to buy or sell a house as an agent.
As an agent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can learn.
I don't think a person that's not in real estate, I think steam will come out of their ears if they read it. But somebody that's in real estate, I think they'll really appreciate it.
Okay, how many realtors do we have now in Florida?
We have over 75.
No, then, you, but in all of Florida, how many do we have?
Well, in mid-Florida, which is from Orlando, so this is a region. So in mid-Florida, from Orlando to Sarasota, you want to guess?
I don't know. There's a lot.
There's like 16,000.
16,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and what's unique about real estate is that typically you'll have 5 to 10% of the agents doing over 80% of the business. So there's a level there that there's a lot of opportunity for young people to come into the business, take a foothold with the technology and doing the traditional things that a lot of the successful agents have done and truly make a name for themselves. It just doesn't happen overnight. So the more services and the things that a brokerage is to offer, the more means that you can generate revenue for yourself and make a better name for your client.
Okay, well.
And if I could chime in there really quickly, because James is a very humble person, so I'll brag for him.
Okay, good.
Listen, if you are a realtor or you know a realtor or if you're considering getting into real estate, read this book, meet James Ramos, because nobody does what he's built. He has a state-of-the-art showroom that's perfect for agents, designers, constructors, subcontractors, vendors, to go in there. He's got high-end products right there. He's got a marketing company right there under one roof. He's got 4 locations. The man even bought a coffee shop in downtown Tampa so that his realtors can conduct business there, reaching out to millennials because that's where they are, and that's going to be the fastest growing market. The man is a visionary. If you're in real estate, look up Ramos Bay to Bay and go check him out. He's got 4 locations. He's easy to find.
It's remaxbaytobay.com.
Okay. Remaxbaytobay.com. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And everybody can come to Barnes & Noble and meet you and get your book and start on the path of real estate, which should be starting to boom again, don't you think?
It's booming.
It's gonna.
We're on the upswing.
I think we have people
need to save your money.
Yeah, and people who are going to be more optimistic and about the future here, and of course we have a dynamic, growing state where we have so many people who I think even from overseas want to come and move here to Florida.
Well, so, I like to say, Joy, as long as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, Florida will always be strong in real estate.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And so I just want to thank you so much, James Ramos, for coming in today. And we'll see you also at Barnes & Noble in January, on January 7th. And thank you so much. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Thank you,
Joy. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to have Ricky Nixon.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So we're going to get somebody on the phone this time. Okay.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Larson & Larson is a proud sponsor of Joy on Paper. Our law firm has the experience and knowledge to help you protect your valuable intellectual property. From trademark, copyright, and patent applications to negotiating licensing agreements, the attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida are here to advise you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at larsonpatentlaw.com. That's Larson & Larson, your intellectual property attorneys.
Looking for a good book? Then get over to Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach. Check out the latest books from local authors like Angela Hunt, who wrote the book for the film Risen, or Bonsu Brenvick, whose books preserve the memories of the Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. What do you enjoy reading? A thriller? A romance? How about a mystery or a sci-fi? At the Book Nook, you'll find it all. Remember, one of the joys of life is to read. Located in Indian Rocks Beach, look for the blue building with the mermaid on the side, on the corner of Miami Avenue and 2nd Street, two blocks south of the post office. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 4. And don't forget, while you're there, check out Miami Avenue's great collection of Florida wines, local art, and fantastic gifts. Miami Avenue Book Nook, where you will be inspired to read.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
With a Z, and I am back, and my name's not Joy, but I have Joy on paper, and it's always fun when people get that wrong, but I don't mind. And James Ramos was just a wonderful guest, and I think it's fantastic what he's doing for real estate here in our area. Before I get to my next guest, I want to remind everyone again that it is time to, if you want to sign up for Angela Hunt's workshop, which will be in February, this is the time to do it. You can go to AngelaHuntBooks.com, and there's a link there, and it explains to you about her workshop, which is called Write a Great Book. And Angela is a fantastic writer. She's written over 100 books, and including Risen, which was, of course, the hit film last year. And she is just such a wonderful writer and such a wonderful and warm person, and one who loves to encourage people to write. And so her workshop is going to be in February. The price is $149 until the end of the year, which is a few days away. So if you're going to do it now. It's $149. And then after that, it's going to be $199. But it's going to be a fantastic workshop, 2 days of intense study. You get food and workbooks and all sorts of goodies to go along with it, but it's going to be a wonderful event. So go to AngelaHuntBooks.com. And that reminds me, while I say that, AngelaHuntBooks.com, many of you are out there who want to be authors. If you haven't gotten your website already locked up, make sure you do it. If you've got a name that you think somebody might use, go ahead and register yourself, even if your book's not going to be ready for the next 3 years or 4 years or whatever, because in Angela's case, she had to do Angela Hunt Books, which is okay, but it's always nice just to have your name. So think about doing that. And now we're going to go to have on the phone another one of Eli's writers that he's worked with, and her name is Frederica Nixon-Strusa. Hi,
Hi, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and I can call you Ricky?
Yes, you can.
Okay, Ricky. So you have written a book, and it's called A Dream Interrupted, a memoir.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's a story that is very personal and based on the truth. It's a story about a young family. It's set in the 60s and the 70s. A time when I think young people had a tremendous trust in people in important positions, the banking industry, and lawyers. And it's basically based on that trust, which ended up with deception and eventually ended up in death. And then it goes on to be a story of survival and vindication. And I guess that it's also a story about love and the desire to tell the truth and a deep, deep need to reveal the story and the truth about the events that happened back then.
So just quickly, just to intrigue the listeners, and what happened to you?
Well, what happened was that we were a young family starting a big business. And through very, very hard work and time and commitment, the business just flourished. I mean, it became the largest in its industry in our area. And at that time, the trust was placed in a local attorney who was also a banker. He was a very prominent man. And a lot of that trust was placed in him because the couple was young and starting a very young family, and this man was in a position to help us to grow the business, to become known, well known in the community, and the business did. I mean, it became the largest in that particular industry, which was the travel industry, opening 5 offices and just being very much in demand and looked up to, and then suddenly the people that the trust was placed into betrayed us. They betrayed us. They did not support the success of the business and instead worked to destroy the successes that were built. And the heroine of the, or the hero, I should say, of the story, who was my husband, and we were in our 30s at this time, the stress of what happened just killed him, and he died. He had a massive heart attack, and he died.
So this story that you've written, how did you decide to come out with it now after all these years? Something that you really needed to tell people and to, in effect, warn people?
After he died, I had a very, very deep need to spread the word, to tell the truth, because eventually there was vindication. And I wanted everyone to know the real story, the truthful story. But at that time, I really couldn't write. I couldn't publish. I wrote a short story about it, but I couldn't go into the depth because of the legal ramifications that could have occurred. And so I wrote this story, and it was there. It was just there 30 years ago. And after I met Eli and Ghost Publishing, I happened to casually mention about the story that I wrote. And I said, you know, I'm not sure it would be an interesting story and one that people would want to read. He said, well, tell me about it. Let's talk. And I did tell him about this story, and I showed him the short story. He said, you know, I think you have a book here. You have a book. He said, are you willing to put in the time and the effort and finish the story? And I said, well, I said, I think with your help and your guidance, I can do it. And that's how I got to put it all on paper and to title it A Dream Interrupted, because it certainly was a dream. I mean, it was an unbelievable dream, and I really hope that people will want to step into that world with me, that world that I lived, and read about this young family and the journey that we took.
Wow, it sounds intriguing, and a vindication of so much that happened to you. It's wonderful. I love memoirs. I love when people put down these stories, because readers learn from hearing from others about the struggles, the tragedies, the joys of their life. And you're doing a real service by sharing it with people.
I think so. And I think that we have to accept the fact that there is corruption in our society, and that very frequently people that we believe to be so sincere and forthright aren't always so, you know, especially when it comes to money and success and all of the things that everyone wants in life. You know, I think that it's the realization that not every situation ends happily, and that trust sometimes is betrayed. And so it was a story I wanted to tell. It was a personal story, and I also wanted to do it in memory of that person that died so young. I mean, no one should die in their 30s, especially if they're young and healthy. And I guess it was just kind of a tribute to that person.
Yep. Well, that's fantastic. And Eli, this must have been a very important book for you to work on when you are dealing with something as personal as this story.
Yeah. You know, I will say that a lot of people approach me and they ask me, you know, if I think they have a book in them. And I don't say yes all the time because I frankly don't think that some things will sell. But when I heard Ricky's story, it's such a story of innocence in a time of innocence. And the way, you know, they fell in love, it's just beautiful. It's a whole fairy tale in the beginning. And then corruption comes in, and she endures, you know, the biggest of heartbreaks. And then, you know, to the story also talks about resiliency and that there's hope, there's still hope. You know, so when I heard the entire story, you know, it's really one that if you read, you will laugh, you will smile as you're reading it. You're going to say, like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this happened when it happens. And then at the end, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so proud of Ricky. She's got that internal fortitude, you know, and it's fantastic. You know, it's very entertaining, and it's based on true facts. I mean, this woman went through a lot, and she rebuilt herself, and she has a fantastic life now. You know, some people go through a lot less than that, and they're, you know, they complain the rest of their lives about it. You know, and I really wanted to help Ricky say this story because I know it's going to help a lot of people.
Well, it sounds intriguing. I know that, as I said, sharing, it's sometimes very difficult to get all of this out. And it's the process is sometimes very difficult because you have to live through it all emotionally again. But yeah. To come out with a lovely book at the end and one that you can share with the world is fantastic.
Yes. Yes, it's wonderful. I'm very excited, and I'm very appreciative to Eli and Ghost Publishing, because without them, I wouldn't have been able to do this.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on. Are you going to be here for the January? You're going to be here for
yes.
You're going to be here,
yes,
in January.
I will be there, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Okay, well, I look forward to meeting you and Barnes & Noble. I'll pop in there to meet all of you again, because I think what Eli's doing in getting all of these, you know, independently published people into Barnes & Noble is a fantastic achievement, and one,
yes,
that all of you should be very proud to, you know, be part of being involved in a major national chain. And it's fantastic that they've picked you up and that you're going to be able to sign your books there.
Oh, very, very exciting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Ricky, and we will see you in January.
Yes, thank you for having me, and I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Eli, that's really nice. That's a really nice story.
It is. She's a beautiful person. And you know what the funny thing is? Her husband now, I mean, because this is about her first husband. Her husband is fully supports her to talk about, you know, the way it was and the love that she had, you know, for her first husband. So that's how strong that her relationship is now and how well her life goes now. Because a lot of people won't let somebody gush about, you know, their first spouse.
Uh-huh.
But it's a testament to how Ricky loves and who she is.
Well, I think these stories where people have faced real terrible events in their life, and especially when you're dealing with something where it's a matter of trust and you've been betrayed, it is a warning sign to those people who read the book to be careful, to think about how it can affect their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to reading this book. As I said, I didn't get to read it yet, but it sounds intriguing, and that's one of the wonderful things about being in the book reading business. I get to read all of these wonderful books. And Eli, you're doing a great job. And
thank you.
And I think it's just fantastic. And so again, people can contact you at?
At Eli@theghostpublishing.com.
And you can lead them through there. Now, one of the things, when you are dealing with people who are coming in, are you, there are a lot of people out there who offer services. I understand, and I've talked to people about, that you're very upfront about the pricing and the costs, and that you lay it all out in advance for people.
Oh, absolutely. There's no better way to do business or to live your life than to be transparent. You know, so before anybody gets overly excited, I paint the real picture to them. And here's the real picture. And a lot of people don't like to hear it. And sometimes I lose business because of it, but I feel good about it. And the real thing is, and you may know this, that the average author, including all the big ones, because there's so many authors, the average one sells 100 books. You know, so you really have to know the landscape coming in. And so what the reality is, half of the battle is writing a great book. The other half is having a fantastic plan to execute the book. Now that you've written the book, how do you leverage the fact that you're an expert in that industry, if it's a business book or faith-based book, or how do you get the maximize the marketability of it? And that's what we're really, really strong at. Because I tell you, there's a lot of authors that have written great books. They thought their world was going to turn on fire, and it's been a dud. But that's because it's not because the book is bad, but the marketing and the execution wasn't as good. And that's where TG Publishing is very strong. So we don't have to write a book. You know, we also publish books and then put plans behind it.
Okay, that's something very important for people to know, that you have to know what you're getting into. But it is so much fun, and it is so valuable to get your story out there. If you have a memoir, or if you have, if you're in a business, it really makes such a difference to have that book. You become the expert in the field, and when you go to conferences and you go to, conventions, wherever you go, you have your book to show. And then, of course, the wonderful thing for people with great imaginations and who have these stories bubbling in their heads, like Preston Copeland here. And Preston has all sorts of stories and science fiction ideas in his head. And when he gets time, when Eli's not working on something else, he's getting these stories down. And it's so wonderful to be able to get out there. And I always tell all of the novelists, make sure that you get out there and start building your platform, getting your name out there. And one of the best ways is to do short stories and get them out there. And my goodness, it's the end of the year. Happy New Year to everybody. And Big Ed in there started my music already, because he says, I'm almost out of time. So just Happy New Year to everybody. I've got a great year coming up, including, just so many fantastic authors in January alone. And make sure that you come back. I'm going to have Amor Towles and Margaret Maron and, all sorts of just fantastic people. I can't even begin to name them all. So have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's and a safe New Year's Eve. Don't go out there. Don't get into any trouble out there. Just have a wonderful time. And I look forward to seeing you in 2017. Wow, the year's gone by. 104 shows. Woo. Thank you all. I really appreciate all of your emails. It's at patsy.radio@gmail.com. So send some more in. I love you. Bye.